You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, charity Exeter Pride is launching a new initiative which hopes to create a greater dialogue around sexual health, sexual identity, and inclusivity. Now, joining us to tell us more about the idea and the initiative and the project is Sam Pritchard, Accessibility Lead for Exeter Pride in Devon. It is so lovely speaking with you, Sam.
Hello, Paulina. Thank you very much. And once again, thank you very much for inviting me onto your station.
It's great having you. It's such an interesting topic, which I feel sometimes feels like a taboo, but it absolutely should not be. And of course, before we talk about it, just tell us a little bit about your organization.
So, yeah, our organisation is a group that was initially began up in Surrey by the NHS, and the initiative was called Shout About Sex. The initiative is aimed to be ensuring that information surrounding sexual identity, sexual health is provided to individuals in an accessible format, because one of the things that I have found is a lot of the easy read guides, for example, are incredibly outdated and aren't actually necessarily easy read or accessible to people. That was kind of why we wanted to bring that initiative down to Devon.
And what impact does a lack of accessible information around sexual health, sexual identity and have on the LGBTQT plus community members who live with a disability?
Individuals aren't necessarily able to express their identity because conversation haven't necessarily been had or information hasn't necessarily been provided within an accessible format. And I think that's why Exeter Pride are also wanting to kind of pioneer, you know, the accessibility working groups and have involved people with lived experiences to kind of shape how we move forward. Quite often as well, individuals with a disability, some individuals won't want to have conversations around sex because it can be a bit of a taboo, or they may feel as if that individual doesn't necessarily have sexual needs or a sexual identity. It's a difficult conversation for people to be having, which also is why we're kind of wanting to make it less difficult by holding these events.
And that's the thing as well, when it comes to talking, having an open dialogue about sex and related topics, there's safety and health and being able to express your identity. And if you're not able to talk about these things, you're putting individuals who perhaps already have challenges in their life at a bigger disadvantage.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. I work within learning disability services, and throughout my career, when people have maybe expressed a sexual need or a sexual desire or wanted it to explore, there have been so many barriers that have been put up for individuals, whether it be family members, professionals, who may see an individual as not necessarily having a sexual need or an identity.
And that's the thing as well. You kind of mentioned that it's a little bit of a taboo, isn't it, sex? And it's almost as if you put it or frame it in the context of disability. The general public doesn't really know what to do with this information. They can't fathom that someone who has a disability could also, you know, have sexual wants, want to be sexually active, or even have a specific sexual identity, or would want to discuss sexual health and just be safe.
Absolutely. I think there was a prime example of why we wanted to bring this initiative down is that I attended the Exeter Respect Festival earlier in 2025, and I was talking to a local sexual health charity, and I was looking at the information that was provided, so little leaflets and posters and things, and I had a question for the gentleman that was running the stall, and I said, do you provide anything in an accessible format? And the answer I got back was, well, if you go onto the website, you can just zoom in. Took me back a bit because I said, I said it kind of in an educational way to this gentleman. I said that just because you're able to zoom in on text does not mean that you're providing accessible information. It goes way above and beyond that, doesn't it? You know, things such as, you know, videos or braille or easy read guides, like it just took me aback quite a bit.
Yeah, I guess because people don't really, especially if maybe they don't know someone who has a disability, they can't, it's not something they maybe think of, that no. You can't just pass a leaflet to someone who perhaps is blind and can't read it. And then you're withholding information, which, as we all know, knowledge is power.
Of course, absolutely. And I think that's part of why we want to do this group, because we want to be pushing boundaries that shouldn't actually be boundaries. There shouldn't be these barriers that are put in place for individuals that may have a disability, or who may be neurodivergent. So that's why we've created this working group. So I'm working alongside the NHS and CQC, and an organisation called Sense. So we're kind of all wanting to create a focus group for this event. We held an initial focus group, and what we're doing is not pushing our agenda onto anybody. We did it quite subtly. So we had kind of paper with symbols, and people could write stuff down, they could draw pictures, they could talk to somebody separately. So we're looking at all areas so as we can ensure that people are able to be involved. Things also such as maybe doing a video call with somebody to discuss it, or for them to send us an email, because they may not feel comfortable talking in person to somebody, or may feel, I don't know, pressure. So we're looking at how we can make this a really accessible event and include as many people's voices as we can.
And when is the event happening?
So we're holding the Shout About Sex event on the 14th of February. It will be at the Exeter Phoenix, starting at 2 o'clock. Again, if people don't want to necessarily attend in person, or they want to still be involved, we've created a Facebook private group called Shout About Sex Devon. It's a safe space that if they want to comment on things, then they're able to. There's not going to be any judgment from myself or my colleagues. I'm running the event with Molly and Tracy, who are both health and social care professionals who have got multiple years of experience. I feel really strongly that it's the right time to now start these conversations. And if people don't want to be involved in the conversation, that's absolutely fine. But my kind of question would be, why not?
And going forward, obviously, you're holding this event. What would you like to see come out of it?
I think for individuals to be able to have free access to accessible information, and for us to, I mean, it's going to take a long time, and I'm completely aware of that there's still going to be a taboo for quite some years, isn't there? But actually, if we can start instigating those conversations, those difficult conversations at times, giving people a platform to talk about sexual health, sexual identity, pregnancy, then we're on to a winner, aren't we?
And that's the thing as well. We're trying to make the world more inclusive. And I know there's some very important work happening in England with the NHS around making health information accessible, because it isn't always accessible, as you said, and especially when it comes to sexual health, that's really important as well. But Sam, if anyone is listening and they're considering coming to the event, but maybe they're feeling a bit nervous, could you tell them something that maybe will put them a bit more at ease?
I think if people want to come an event, and if they're concerned beforehand, and myself and my colleagues are happy to meet for a coffee, we're happy to have a Zoom call to discuss your concerns or your worries and just provide reassurance. We're very much a non-judgmental organisation, so we're happy to have open discussions with people. As I said earlier, though, if you want to be involved but you don't want to be in person because you may feel embarrassed, or you may feel a bit worried or anxious, you can send us an email at shoutaboutsexdevon@gmail.com. And then myself, Molly, and Tracy would be more than happy to have a conversation with you. We could also do a video call if you want to, or a phone call. We're not just restricting it to an in-person event. We want to provide access to absolutely everybody.
And Sam, what was that Facebook page again, if you could remind us?
Yep, so the Facebook page is Shout About Sex Devon. It's a private group. So if you search that up, there's some questions before you are able to join the group, just so as again, we can safeguard people and ensure of people's intentions. It's moderated by a group of people. So it's a very much a safe space.
Fantastic. Well, Sam Pritchard from Exeter Pride, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much again, Paulina, and thank you to the RNIB for being so positive and open to these discussions. I think it's a great testament to yourselves.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.